Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. If you're familiar with the old Sunday comic Pogo, you may remember him saying, "We have met the enemy and he is us." It's a fitting description for COVID-19.
That's because our bodies sometimes overreact to an infection and attack our own tissues. In a recent study, scientists at the National Institutes of Health found brain damage in COVID patients who died.
Most people think of this disease as a respiratory one, but it's more than just that. People have reported dizziness, fatigue, delirium, the loss of smell and taste, headaches, and even stroke.
Powerful MRI scans found damage to small blood vessels in the brain called microvasculatures. They become thin and leaky.
But what's surprising is the virus was rarely found there. Why? Because it's the body's inflammatory response from our activated immune system that caused the damage.
Its goal was to control the infection, but in that effort, healthy tissue was also sacrificed. That's why some COVID patients have damage to their kidneys, heart, and even the brain.
This study looked at 20 patients who died. The MRI scan showed bright areas of inflammation and dark spots where blood leaked from damaged blood vessels.
It's similar to what you'd see in stroke patients. Understanding this process helps doctors learn how to better treat patients. Since damage from COVID-19 may last years, new interventions are even more important to a full recovery.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.